This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Michelle Junor. Michelle is the owner of Atmosphere Spa, and we're talking for the winter edition of the Telluride Visitor's Guide. Michelle, thanks for joining me.
Looking forward to our chat.
So when did you first discover Telluride?
I came to Telluride in 1995 for the Bluegrass Festival. I'm a big fan of James Taylor, and he was the headliner that year. I camped in Town Park, fell in love with the town like so many other people, and I always dreamt of coming back. I'm still looking for a poster from that year's festival. If anyone out there is willing to part with theirs, give me a call.
We have a program, but no poster.
Okay.
You have a PhD in education and taught at the highly prestigious Columbia University. What triggered such an abrupt turn in your career path?
I was a teacher of various age groups for almost 20 years, and as a professor, I loved working with new teachers in the New York City schools, and as amazing as my life was living in that city and working at that university, I always felt like I was missing a sense of balance. And I had an opportunity to visit Canyon Ranch in Tucson, Arizona, and it was really a life-changing experience. It was on that trip that I decided I wanted to pursue some kind of different career and different dream, and I looked towards the life in a spa as maybe fulfilling that dream.
Okay. And then once you decided to change gears, I mean, nice dream, but then how do you actualize that?
It definitely wasn't an overnight change. I had a lot of obligations in New York and at the university that I continued to work on. And I was actually on the search committee for my replacement at the university. And my plan at that point, and I had been communicating with people at Canyon Ranch, was to head to Tucson. I sort of saw different possibilities of positions that I might hold there. And on my way out west, I decided to stop in Telluride for an overnight, just transitioning there, and made the decision to spend a winter season here. I know that's kind of the story that a lot of people have, one season and stayed a lot longer. And I took a job as a concierge at the Franz Klammer, and it was really supposed to be just for that winter season.
So then what happens?
As a concierge, most of my paychecks went towards the services at Atmosphere Spa, which I had heard about through locals because it has always seemed to be a local's favorite. And so on my days off when I wasn't skiing, I was at the spa, and so much so that they asked me if I was interested in possibly having a part-time job behind the desk. And the discount alone made it an attractive offer, and the owner at the time, you know, I had been hearing rumors that she didn't even live in Telluride at that point, and I had heard rumors that she was possibly selling the spa, and then the rumors just never came to fruition, and my season was over, and I decided to leave Telluride, and I was in my car on my way home.
Okay, also a classic story.
Yes. And then I did hear that, obviously, I got a phone call from a friend that rumor was indeed true, and she had made the decision to sell. And then that's when I saw the dream starting to come true, that it might actually, you know, that might be the way that I got into the spa industry.
Yeah, definitely through the back door.
Yes.
So now you're inside.
Yes.
Like, you have no, the business model is unfamiliar. So how did you begin?
I think having worked, you know, a job like the front desk, it really did give me a lot of insight into what it took to run a small business of this kind. It certainly didn't give me all the answers. I'm still learning on the job. But I began to envision what it would be like. I really loved the business. I think that the previous owner did a wonderful job at creating an amazing business model and, you know, reputation that I was able to kind of step into and tweak it and make it my own.
Wonderful. You have a unique staffing model. Could you talk about that?
Yeah. My goal has always been to have clients, you know, come into the spa or call the spa, and from that moment on, until they're leaving, say, to walk out and absolutely say that was the best treatment I've ever had and I will be back. I'm a small spa. It doesn't have all the facilities and amenities that many spas do, but I want people to come in and feel like it was really the best experience that they've had. All my therapists are fully licensed, and what makes my staffing model in that, that's not unique. That's just to put that out there, that they're fully licensed. My full-time staff is what is unique, and they are cross-trained. It's basically an international model of training. At this point, most spa professionals in the United States are trained purely in their specialty. And my therapists are cross-trained, just as professionally trained, but they can do all the different treatments on my menu. And that is really an attractive model for clients, because they can come in and really nurture a relationship with my staff and have, you know, come in for the first time for a pedicure, but then start talking about their skincare routine and have a facial, and then the next time have a massage. And so they really do nurture that relationship. As a business owner in a town that's very seasonal and, seasonal resort community, it allows me to accommodate the client's needs at any given time.
Okay.
So it really works for all of us.
Thank you for that. So has your background in education, your very deep background in education, served you in your new career as the owner of a very popular spa?
As a teacher, which I guess is just a part of me and always will be, I've always tried to promote that love of learning and passion for my students. And I think everyone around me, and, you know, trying to encourage talents that people have. And I find that I do this same thing for my therapists that work for me and the clients that come in. I think in more specific terms, the talents that may be a good teacher, probably a good communicator, being organized, the passion that I have for that learning has translated into, you know, the passion that I have for my new life as a spa owner. And I certainly have a passion for spa treatments. I don't have any formal education or training as a therapist myself, but my goal is to make sure that I am finding the best therapists and the best treatments that we can do at Atmosphere, and so that our clients really experience that passion through everyone that I have around me.
And there's a sort of interesting spin on Atmosphere that shows that you're very, very much with the trends. Your spa is trending metrosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had to advertise to draw men in, or are they simply following the national trend and showing up?
I have to say that I think they're following the trend. I wouldn't say I'm reaching out specifically, although probably on a daily basis I tell the story of my own father and brother who are, it's very much a family business, so they're seen around. My brother lives here in Telluride as well. They had never really been the spa connoisseurs like the rest of my family, my mother and I, but they had their first facial, and it's sort of like they've never gone back. They find it the most relaxing. They're actually taking care of their skin. And so telling that story when men do come into the spa and sort of seem resistant, they hear that, and I don't know if it gives them permission to enjoy the services that their female friends have enjoyed for a long time. But they seem to be much more open to that idea and appreciating the importance of taking care of themselves and finding that balance. And we're finding that doctors are now prescribing pedicures for circulation. And so I have a lot of male clients that are coming in for different treatments that are seeing it as therapeutic, and not only therapeutic, but then the relaxing component as well.
To interject a little bit personally, one of our daughters is a kinesiologist and a scholar in alternative healing. And she told both of us one day, just in casual conversation, the two things that will kill you, teeth and feet. Take care of them.
Yes. Well, and we were written up in Nail magazine for the importance of, you know, how do you sell a pedicure in the middle of winter? And that was the question that was sort of asked to us, posed during the interviews. And, you know, the reality is the better you take care of your feet, and the better you'll be at hiking and skiing and all of the things that we, you know, are passionate about here in Colorado, and people that are visiting us are. So,
Okay. Okay, and now we're getting personal. What is your all-time favorite service?
I'm not sure that anything can compare to a massage. That's got to be up there. But as always, I'm still pursuing that quest for balance. I don't know that I found it, even though I'm pursuing it every day. I've come to realize how important all the treatments are in nurturing that balance. So, you know, even though there are days when the massage is what I realize how important it is for me to get that facial, get that pedicure, and it, how it gives me that sense of balance that I need. So I think that the massage has got to be up there, but I love all of the treatments. And if you haven't been to Atmosphere, one of the things you have to try is we do have the only Vichy shower in Telluride, and the most awesome, I didn't name it, I can't take credit, but the most awesome treatment, people come out and feel literally changed, and it is an amazing experience. So that's the one treatment I would say everybody has to try.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much, and thank you for your time. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Michelle Janor. Michelle is the owner of Atmosphere Spa in town, and we're talking for the winter edition of the Telluride Visitor's Guide. Michelle, thanks very much.
Thanks, Susan.